Sunny 101.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Jim Irizarry. Federal funding is on the way to help South Bend International Airport finish a four-year, $90 million taxiway project. The airport will get a $1.8 million grant for reconstructing 8,500 feet of existing taxiway pavement that needs to be replaced. The project also realigns the taxiway to meet FAA design standards. Officials say it will improve safety for aircraft at the airport. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations have been taking place at numerous college campuses across the United States. Sunday night, University of Notre Dame students showed their support by placing 14,000 flags in the North Quad. Dozens of students gathered to install the flags. The flags represent and honor the Palestinian children killed during the Israel and Palestine conflict since October. The South Bend ethanol plant is planning a multi-year expansion project. German company Verbio is looking to make the first biorefinery in Indiana happen and will break ground this summer. Verbio's purchase of South Bend ethanol in May of 2023 signaled the start of the plans for expansion. The goal is to modernize the plant and continue to find ways to efficiently produce renewable natural gas. The South Bend Common Council approved nearly $16.5 million in tax breaks for Verbio. Alarming allegations against a Beardsley Elementary School nurse. Multiple families say the nurse did not give their child medicine as instructed, and they want to know why some of it is missing. Elkhart Community Schools would only say they're looking into the parents' allegations. School officials also say they're unable to comment, as student health information is protected under the Family of Educational Rights and Privacy Act. Police are investigating a possible shooting out of South Bend that left one person injured. It happened around 9:40 Friday night in the 900 block of Amherst Avenue near Miami Street. One person was taken to the hospital, but their condition is unknown. The Violent Crimes Unit is investigating. The Knox Board of Public Works held another public meeting regarding the property at 18 South Main Street. The director of Building, Planning, and Code Compliance stated that the owner of the property had informed them they weren't able to make last month's public hearing to discuss the ongoing issues at the site. The board rescheduled the public hearing to Wednesday of this week, and the owner failed to appear a second time, where the board fined the owner $2,500 for noncompliance. More former Notre Dame footballers heard their name called Friday and Saturday during the NFL draft. On Friday, offensive tackle Blake Fisher was selected by the Houston Texans in the second round, while the Dallas Cowboys took linebacker Marist Liafau in the third round. Three Golden Domers were taken in the fifth round on Saturday, with cornerback Cam Hart headed to the Chargers, linebacker J.D. Bertrand taken by Atlanta, and running back Audric Estime selected by the Denver Broncos. Defensive end Javonte Jean-Baptiste was taken in the seventh round by Washington. Three more Notre Dame alums signed free agent deals after the draft, quarterback Sam Hartman with Washington, kicker Spencer Schrader with the Colts, and cornerback Thomas Harper with the Chargers. Long snapper Michael Vinson received an invite to the Colts rookie minicamp next month. Quad Cities took 4 of 6 in their series last week against South Bend Cubs, including yesterday's finale by a score of 8-2. The Cubs are now 6-15 as they head to Lansing to face the Lugnuts starting tomorrow night. The Chicago Cubs fell in the rubber match of their weekend series in Boston, with the Red Sox winning 5-4. Chicago tied the game in the eighth inning when Mike Tauchman hit a three-run homer. Unfortunately, shortstop Dansby Swanson couldn't make the catch on Tyler O'Neill's walk-off bloop single. The Cubs start a series with the Mets and Queens tonight. The White Sox look to extend their three-game winning streak tonight against Minnesota on the south side. Eric Fetty pitched 8 1/3 and struck out 9 as the White Sox finished their series sweep of Tampa Bay 4-2. Chicago hadn't swept a series since last June. Jordan Leisure also recorded his first career save in the win. Tarek Skubal scored 6 over 7 innings of one-run ball to help the Detroit Tigers take the rubber match against Kansas City 4-1. Miles Turner had his second straight 29-point game. He also finished with 9 rebounds and 4 assists and made 7 three-pointers as the Pacers broke the franchise's NBA playoff record with 22 three-pointers to beat Milwaukee 126-113 to take a 3-1 lead in their best-of-seven series. Indiana could close out the series tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The New York Knicks are up 3-1 in their series against Philadelphia after beating the Sixers 97-92 behind Jalen Brunson's 47-point game. The Los Angeles Clippers blew a 31-point lead against Dallas, but had enough to beat the Mavericks 116-111 to even their series at 2 games apiece. Minnesota outlasted Phoenix to finish the series sweep 122-116. The New York Rangers are the first team to advance to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs after beating Washington 4-2 for the series sweep. Colorado, Vancouver, and Edmonton all took 3-1 series leads. The Avalanche beat Winnipeg 5-1. The Canucks beat Nashville 4-3 in overtime. The Oilers shut out Los Angeles 1-0.
Mostly cloudy skies. Today we'll see scattered showers and a few thunderstorms. High temperatures this afternoon in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujo.